Okay.
Russ is calling me.
That I am, but there's things going on that make me mad to the core. I gotta work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the streets, and I'm madder than hell, man. I ain't gonna take it no more. They tell our kids to just say no, then some panty waste judge lets the drug dealer go, slaps him on his wrist, and he turns him back out on the town. If I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up high and let them swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book said, so I know it's true. Remember where you've been, that's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Yeah, I'm the kind of man wouldn't harm a mouse, but if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. So don't go pushing me against my will. I don't want to have to fight you, but I darn sure will. If you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on. As far as I'm concerned, there ain't no excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse. And I got a way to put a end to all that mess. You just take them rascals out in the swamp, put them on their knees and tie them to a stump. Let the rattlers and the bugs and the alligators do the rest. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Yeah, the good book says so, I know it's true. A 9 for 9 and a 2 for 2. You better watch where you go. Remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man.
Radio on this Thursday night. We are back after our week off. We're just been sick, and I tell you what, a lot of crazy shit going down. We're going to talk about that. Virgil, how you doing? Brother Russell's calling you now and everything. How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling pretty good. Got over the COVID bug. Got my ivermectin, taking my ivermectin treatments. So we're pretty much getting over it.
Well, her Susan was sick. How's she doing?
She was up mowing grass this afternoon. She was on the lawn. It worked for her. Two treatments, two hits of the ivermectin, and it worked for her. You got something on in the background, Joseph?
Yeah, I got my little fan on because it's like stuffy and hot here, but I'll turn it off.
No, it's something. It's some sound. Sounds like a TV. Sounds like something. A TV, a radio, or something.
No, everything else is off. It must be echoing. Hold on a minute. There we go. How's that?
Okay.
But anyhow, bro, I tell you what. I think Biden finally flipped and went off his rocker ass today. Half the country
is out of control. He is insane. He is totally.
Oh, more than that, he started a war. So it's here. We said this, Russell. Hey, Russell, how you doing, brother? We said this several weeks ago, September. It was here. Russell called it.
Well,
he told him.
I'm telling you right now. I just caught bits and pieces of his speech or whatever you want to call it, but the amount of times he used them and us, them against us or whatever like that, they're absolutely pushing this. They know that people have got their heels dug in on this vaccine thing. Let me ask you a question while I got both of y'all on here. Maybe y'all can answer it for me. But
probably the same one I'm thinking of. Go ahead, brother.
I tell you what. It appears that Asians and black people are absolutely scared out of their fucking wits. They're running around with masks on, in their cars, outside, everywhere. What the fuck is up with that?
Well, here,
I have
read up on a lot of this shit over the last several months, and what it is, this vaccines, so-called vaccines, okay? It was made to attack certain minorities, blacks, Hispanics, Asians.
You know what I mean?
This is what I was reading.
If you listened to what he said, it was all lies. It was all lies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
from the jobs on down, it was all lies. Because just 3 to 4 days ago, don't interrupt me, just 3 to 4 days ago, they came out with a report. Okay, the jobs fell well below what they expected, less than 250,000 jobs in 6 months. Now, this cocksucker gets on the air, and he's going to say they've been averaging 750,000 people going back to work every month. All right, that's a goddamn lie. Number two, the vaccine that has been approved by the FDA hasn't even been manufactured yet. They're not manufacturing it yet. Because I went to the hospital, I tested positive for COVID. They asked me if I wanted the infusion. I asked them if it was FDA approved. They said it's been approved for emergency use. I said, no, has it been FDA approved? They said, no. I said, well, stick it up your ass then. And they got mad and ran me out to the hospital. So I went to Farmers Feed Me. I went to Tractor Supply in Plaquemine, Louisiana. And I got me some ivermectin. I got me two tubes of ivermectin. And I've been taking that ever since, and I've been getting better and better every day.
Yeah, because, you know, we've seen negative reports over here on that since that came out. And what people don't understand about this, the person that invented this drug didn't just approve it for animals, it approved it for humans as well, and he won a Nobel Peace Prize.
Well, the thing is, you read the back of the box, and it says it is FDA approved. So I'd rather choose a product that is FDA approved to give to horses rather than a product that they pulled out of their ass that is not FDA approved and is causing people to hemorrhage internally and die.
Well, the West Virginia governor came out 2 days ago and did a little deal, and he said, we need to know what the hell is going on. In West Virginia, in the last 8 weeks, new cases of COVID gotten by fully vaccinated people were up 26%. Hospitalizations from COVID, intensive care has been put in the hospital, whatever that, among the fully vaccinated was up 21%. Now get this, death among the fully vaccinated were up 26%. And that was the last week Virginia lost.
Okay, and Russell, this is lie number three. Creepy Joe claims that 137 million people in America have been vaccinated. That is not true. That is not true. That is not true by a long shot.
Well, if that was true, they wouldn't be doing this shit.
It hasn't surpassed 50 million. If it surpassed one.
Not by a long shot. And here's the thing. I'm going to ask what Ian Russell was just saying, too, is that with all this bullshit going on and everything, how come the vaccinated has to be protected by the unvaccinated? Could someone please answer the fuckery to that one?
Well, I mean, it's just like, you know, my hometown now. Because of me, word done spread like wildfire. Everybody dies famous in a small town now. Now the store's got signs on the door. If you tested positive for COVID, they don't want you to come in there. Yeah, right. I just went to the truck stop, got two packs of cigarettes and a cup of coffee.
But it's a fuckery, man. I mean, people aren't seeing the fuckery with all. This is my new thing word now, fuckery. You know, I'm at that point where I don't care anymore. And the thing is, guys, is that the vaccinated has to be protected from the unvaccinated. Come on, everybody around the world, listen to that one. What's wrong with that picture?
Well, if you can get away with something, if Joseph Bernard could get away with robbing a bank every day, you know, if you could just get away with it. Well, we know it was Joseph Bernard, but there's nothing we can do about it. You know, he's got too much pull. He's got too much stroke. He's got the Shylocks now. You know, would you stop? No. This is the people. Okay, this is like, okay, Russell, this is like the people who keep reopening Jurassic Park. They say, oh, yeah, we done fixed everything. Come on in. Anybody want to finish that story?
They all get ate up in the movie.
You know?
But, dude, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, come on, I mean,
they sent this message out to people in the military that they have till 10 o'clock tomorrow morning to report to get vaccinated or they're going to be court-martialed.
Well, let them do
this
it.
This went out. This is confirmed. Russell,
mm-hmm.
This is confirmed.
Oh, check this out. This is confirmed because I've been pissed at work. 22 fighter pilots just walked off.
12 F-22 pilots just turned in their paperwork and said, fuck y'all.
Yep.
F-22 pilots. Do you know the expensive training you have to fly an F-22 Raptor?
No. You don't think the military is pissed off?
I'm anxious to see how many of them are going to report. They can't court-martial 80% of the military.
Well, that's just it, Russell. This asshole thinks he can. This guy is out of control. Even his handlers can't even handle him no more. This guy is totally certifiable insane.
Well,
he is insane.
You got the second part of that right. Biden doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. He's just doing what his handlers tell him to do. And you're right. They've lost their fucking minds.
Oh, that's beyond that, dude. I mean, oh, my God. Worse than nothing, After reading and hearing today, I heard about it yesterday, and I knew what was going to come down to. and everything. And my friend was like, dude, you were right about this. You guys called this on your show weeks ago. Well, yeah, I know we did. We know what's coming. She goes, I guess the death camps are next. Well, yeah, look what's happening in Australia right now.
I mean, you know, well, yeah, that's what I wanted to see. I wanted to see if Bev would call in and confirm that for us. Did you hear about it, Russell? Did you hear about what's going on in Australia?
Yeah, it's pretty much the largest penitentiary in the world right now.
Not only that, they're forcibly, physically removing children from their parents and forcing them to take the vaccination.
She confirmed that. I talked to her today, and she said too what they're doing. They're going on lockdown as of this weekend and everything. She's not going to be able to go get food or nothing.
Well, here's the thing. They're probably going to come pretty damn close to getting away with this if they don't completely get away with it. Because there was a study done a while back, and 90%, of Americans is what this study came up with, is going to comply to whatever the government says. Now, I'm fixing to be in a snafu if they mandate these deals of weekly testing, because I work for a very large national company, and I'm probably fixing to have to walk out on a $100,000 a year job. I'm not going to take the vaccination, nor am I going to let them fucking test me once a week. It ain't going to happen. I'll go to work for a small talk company and fucking live in a tent. Fuck these motherfuckers.
If they break the testing down to where you got to go and give a sperm test, Russell, I'm going to break both my hands so the nurse will have to, you know, handle up for me. Okay. If it comes down to that.
It's funny, Virgil, it's funny you should say that, because I had a story pop up the other day from a reliable news source that said there was a run on the sperm bank, and they're looking for unvaccinated males, stuff like that. And I was going, I was sitting there going, I wonder how many times a day I can masturbate.
Now, Russell.
You know, they're paying money for that.
You should not have to ask yourself that question, because you went off in the corner with the same Filipino mail order bride books as I did when I was in the Corps. You know how many times you can go a day.
Yeah, and I can go into 130 degree Porter Canyon and beat that motherfucker.
right.
Oh yeah.
Bringing that up, Joseph.
All right. The Red Cross is no longer accepting blood donations from any person that received the vaccine. Plus, now if you received a vaccine, you cannot be an organ donor.
That's right. Why is that?
It's just fucking absolutely. The audacity of people. I mean, you know, and this is how they're coming for it. They know they can't. They know if they go door to door, they're going to be shot. So they're going to lean on the employers. Like, you have over 100 employees, you have to do that. Now, none of that is constitutional. That is not a law. That is just fucking mandate, and that carries about as much weight as fucking a
well, fucking it's stuff. Like Carmen Leah said.
You know,
well,
there is no way.
That's like Carmen Leah said.
I can tell you, I can tell you where all this is coming from. I can tell you all where all this is coming from. All this is coming from South Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That governor down there, that gal down there, she ain't taking shit. Okay? She ain't taking this shit. And she let Sturgis take place and rode her horse down the street and on the stage and everything. No mask, no nothing, no anything. Nobody had a mask, nothing. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And they didn't have any problems. They didn't have any problems. Okay? So right then and there, she threw the flag and called bullshit, and the penalty was justified. So that's what they're doing damage control for. Plus,
well,
this Afghanistan fiasco that and these Americans being held hostage in Afghanistan, you know, they're trying to divert everybody's attention off of that.
Uh-huh. Well, that's what this is all about.
His attention from that.
Well, not only that, Virgil, but these forensic audits are starting to come in of the election. And, I mean, we know now that Trump won Arizona, and we know when all this is said and done, but the Republicans aren't going to do anything about this. They're going to let this treaty
ride. No, they're not.
That's why I have absolute no use for a Republican either. None whatsoever.
Uh-huh.
They're as guilty of this treason as the fucking Democrats are, because they're sitting right there with their thumbs in their ass and letting it go on.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. You know, and I mean, it's just, it's all talk. You hear this talk, oh, well, he, you know, Clay Higgins today. I watched him today. Oh, well, he should resign, or he should be impeached, or he should do this, and he should do that, and this is what needs to be done. Okay, you are the fucking people in that fucking Capitol building. You are the lawmakers. You are the fucking shot callers. Why isn't there being something done to get these son of a bitches out? Why? Because you're not going to do it. You're not going to. You don't have the balls to do it. You don't have
exactly.
the balls to do it. You want to get in front of the camera for photo ops and all of this. Fuck all you son of a bitches.
Mm-hmm. And why is it that today was confirmed? Why is it they're putting more wire fist warring around the Capitol? Something's going on.
You see? It's just like the Gold Star Farmers. You see, when that shit went down with the Marines, my blood pressure shot up 30 points. You can ask my wife. I was pissed. I was highly pissed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Marines died. That's what they get paid for. That's what we get paid for. Okay? Marines die. But it was the way they died. It was the way they died. By a sorry-ass fucking goat fucking raghead with an agenda and an idiot with a cause with a bomb strapped around his chest. Brought back a lot of bad fucking memories, brother. It brought back a lot of bad memories. Okay?
But, you know,
let me finish. You see, these gold star fathers that didn't want to meet with Biden. I fully respect that. I respect that, okay? But if it were me and my son would have been butchered in that manner, I probably would have met with Biden just so I could get within arm's reach of him and haul back and break his fucking jaw with one punch. Damn the Secret Service. There ain't a jury in the world would have convicted me or convict either one of them. And even the Secret Service agents around, you can see on their face, Russell. You can see on their face. They are in total oblivion. They are in disbelief about this motherfucker. And nothing's going to be done. Nothing's going to be done.
It's like we said over the years, guys, is that the corrupt ain't going to arrest the corrupt because it's going to expose their corruption.
Well, Russell, I know you done heard that song, Welcome to My House. Have you heard that song yet?
Yeah, I heard it.
Okay. That is being played. I think that's going to be the new national anthem or battle cry or whatever. For everybody. I mean, this is everywhere. I mean, you know, you got people that are going to go with the flow, but you got some people that are really pissed, and they just don't know what to do. They just don't know how to get organized and take place with this. You know, January 6th was a golden opportunity. It turned into a fucktard show. And it was an opportunity missed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was the day we could have stopped all of this.
Yep, look at the mess we're in there. But, you know, here's the thing is that, I don't know, guys. I mean, we've warned. Like I was telling you earlier.
Don't blame Trump. Don't blame Trump. Because it's coming out right now. It's coming out right now that all of these generals and all of these highfalutin people that were in positions to stop all of this, that if Trump would have wanted to pull the trigger, they would have ignored him.
Mm-hmm.
They would have ignored him. They said they wasn't going to obey the order.
Mm-hmm.
So we got sold out all the way around, brother. We got sold
well, why
out
do you
all
say-
the way around.
Well, why do you think Biden's trying to oust these military personnel now, like Conway and all the others, out of these academies right now?
Oh, it's
so they're trying to clean house. They're trying to get ready so the military will follow the tyrannical orders to come after us. That's what it's about. That's why they're doing all this bullshit. But the military, most of the military is going to say, fuck you. And not going to do it.
They want a combination, just like Obama wanted a combination of the military and the civil police. He wanted to combine the two.
And this has his hands written all over it, guys. I guarantee you, him and what else can we say? His hands is all over this. He's the one pulling the strings, not just him. But I'm just saying, you know, Church was telling me I was pissed off today, you know, because I had shit go down on me yesterday. You know, I had a pretty fucked up day, but I almost went to jail. But, you know, all because of a liberal chick got all pissed off because I parked next to her. She called the cops on me. You know, that's kind of how my day went yesterday. But she goes, you're pissed off. I'll go, hell yeah, I'm pissed off. I want this shit to start already. I got my gun all polished and ready.
I mean, it's all, I mean, even CNN, even CNN is criticizing this crazy son of a bitch.
Oh, yeah. I saw
even
that.
Even CNN. Can you believe that, Russell? They should be all over patting each other on the back behind this.
Not just CNN,
well,
just
NBC,
and
that Russell.
You know what? That is true. You know what? You can't find a liberal anywhere, or a Democrat anywhere, running their fucking mouth right now.
Nope. Oh, Virgil, I got a question. I meant to ask you, but since we got you, I'm going to ask you. When you were at the hospital, was it all overflowed like they said it was?
No, no, absolutely not. There were two people in the waiting room. Two people in the ER waiting room. And they were there for... No, I got in, I went, gave them my name and whatever. They put us in a little special room, you know, and then they came out, they called my name. We went back, I got weighed, they took my blood pressure. They stuck the tampon up each side of my nose. And then they brought us out and brought us into another room, and they said, wait. And it was about an hour. We stood there, 45 minutes to an hour. I sat in there, and they came back, and they said, well, you tested positive, sir. We're going to give you the infusion. And that's when we got into it about that. And I told them no. And then they just called in a bunch of over-counter meds to the pharmacy down here where I'm at. And the pharmacist called Susan today and said, why does he need all of this from us? He said he's going to pay double for it. He can get it over the counter. He said the only thing they should have called in was a steroid pack, and they didn't call in the steroid pack.
Remember, I asked you about that the other day. Remember the steroids?
And they didn't call it in. No, I didn't take it. I'm taking the ivermectin. That's a steroid in itself. I mean, okay, you get this stuff. It comes in a syringe with a paste. Okay, you give it to a horse. Okay, they say apple flavored on it, but don't buy that. Trust me, don't buy that. Okay,
I thought it came in a pill form.
Well, it does come in a pill form too, but there's no place to get it. We got the last two tubes from Tractor Supply. So what I'm doing with it is it's 0.3 grams per 100 pounds. Okay. I take 9 grams. I guess out 9 grams of it. I put it on a Ritz cracker with Smucker's preserves, and that's how I'm taking it. And I've been taking it now for the past 3 days, and every time I take it, I feel better and better and better and better. Now, the only side effect is I could stick a harmonica in my ass and play Freebird. It gives you gas.
Yeah, clean you out.
But hey, that's the only side effect to it. But you know, I'm a little hoarse in my throat. I don't have the headache. I'm not getting as dizzy as I was. And I'm starting to get the taste and smell back in my nose and my mouth from using this stuff. And all I'm taking is my blood pressure meds and vitamin C's and stuff like that. And I'm drinking V8 juice by the gallon now.
Can you dilute that in water and drink it too?
No, the best thing to do is mix it with the Smucker strawberry preserve on a cracker or some toast or something, and just take a big bite down, and you don't even taste it.
Oh, okay. All right, because I don't like needles, so that's why I'm asking. I'm still terrified of needles.
Okay. In Plaquemine, Louisiana, Tractor Supply, they had two tubes left. We went to New Roads today to the Tractor Supply and tried to get some more. They had none on the shelves. None. Livingston Parish, the feed mills, everything. They have sold completely out. People are buying this stuff up left and right because word got around. It's not only Joe Rogan. A man's daughter, 5-year-old daughter, got COVID, and he messes with cattle. And he gave it to his 5-year-old daughter, and she cleared up in 3 days. Okay. That backs up Joe Rogan's claim that he got a hold of the stuff when he had COVID, and he cleared up in 3 days. Susan mm-hmm. took it twice. Susan was coming mm-hmm. down with it. Susan looked like death warmed over for the past 2 days, and she took it. And today, Russell, today, the woman was outside on our new zero-turn radius mower, on our new Hustler. She cut our yard and the neighbor's yard today, this afternoon.
Damn.
Well, May Church was talking about looking for it, and we didn't know if we'd get a prescription for it or not. But I know that it's a smoke shop down here.
It's over the counter. If you go to any kind of feed store or whatever, y'all should be as many cattle as y'all got, New Mexico ranchers and everything, y'all should be able to get it. The brand name of it is I can't say it. It starts with a Z. Z-I-M-E-C-T-R-I-N Gold. That's what the manufacturer's name of it. But it's ivermectin, 1.55%, and Prazoquil, 7.75% paste.
Okay. Yeah, we were talking about it a while ago. We're going down here.
Get this, Russell. Brother, this is FDA approved.
Yep.
And what's bad is the media is actually reporting, oh, people are dying right and left for this stuff. And that's not true.
It's not true. It is not true. The reason why it's FDA approved is because horse meat and cow meat and beef are commodities you can buy and consume. You cannot inject consumable poultry or meat with an item that is not FDA approved.
Exactly. So why are they, that's what brings up the question. Why is these vaccines on FDA approved, but they're out there mandating this shit? Come on, everybody, think a little bit on this stuff that we're telling.
The same people that are manufacturing this shit told you years ago that the world was overpopulated, we need to depopulate the world. Now, these same people that saying the world's overpopulated, we need to depopulate it, they're claiming they're trying to save your fucking life. Come on, bitch.
Yeah. Like in the movie, the zombie apocalypse. Hey, we got this. We'll help. We'll save you. Sound familiar? And by the way, Fauci likes the lips. He's getting caught right and left, everyone. I mean, it's all over the news right now that, that it's been found out that he's been working with Wuhan Lab.
California, out in California, my niece, her job told her she had to get the vaccine or lose her job. She went and got mm-hmm. the vaccine, and now her left arm has got a cyst on the top of it big as a softball.
Daughter-in-law had the same thing happen. She worked at the hospital and everything, and she went about a couple of days ago and had to get the vaccine. Her arms were swollen. I mean, I barely touched her arm. She about knocked the fuck out of me, and everything, but it was swollen and stuff, so... But also, I don't know if Susan told you verbally. You remember my friend Christina, my best friend? Her husband went and got the Pfizer vaccine, but when it first came out, right? 4 days ago, he wound up in the hospital with blood clots in his lungs.
Well, the thing is, like I said, Russell, you deal with equations all the time. You deal with figures all the time. You've got a calculator that Spock off of Star Trek couldn't figure out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
With the job you have.
Mm-hmm.
You know just as well as I do that everything has to have a common denominator. Mm-hmm. With all of these COVID deaths, vaccine or no vaccine, there has got to be a common denominator with all of these deaths that they're not telling us about.
Exactly. And again, and I said this last year, and I'm going to say it again this year. How come the mortuaries aren't over? That sounds like Russell in the car. Why aren't these mortuaries overfilling with dead bodies, Virgil? How come? How come they're not wall-to-wall bodies in mortuaries?
Okay, and now it's coming out. Now the next flag that's coming out, the next distraction that's coming out in the news are the victims of 9/11. They've got an FBI agent that's talking, and he's giving limited information about Saudi Arabia's involvement in this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I saw that. Mm-hmm.
It's all kind of distractions. We've gone from mass shootings, false flag mass shootings, from Sandy Hook all mm-hmm. the way up to all of these distractions and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are cheering that Chapman, whatever his name is, they're going to withdraw him as their nominee for the ATF. That's kind of got me worried right there, because I got a feeling they're going to go from bad to worse on this. They're gonna try and sneak in a Trojan horse that's gonna say, "Oh well, you know, like Fred Flintstone, you know, with the AG, I'm gonna do this and I'm gonna obey this law until this law changes, blah 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 blah, and all of this." Then once he gets in that position, oh buddy.
What do you think they've been sneaking in this $3 trillion infrastructure bill, man?
You know,
looking what's in there.
Well, that right there, with David Cassidy from Louisiana, I am so ashamed of that son of a bitch. I swear to God, that if I ever get wind and arm free to him, I'm gonna pop him in the mouth. He done went rhino on us, and he's all for this. This infrastructure bill and everything else, mm-hmm. this, that, and the other, and he's vaccine, pro-vaccine, and all of this here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's just a total. He just did a total 180 on us. We're definitely going to get him out of there.
Yeah. Now, well, I've been watching closely what's going on around the world, and this is a pattern that everybody's following. This is all for one world order, everybody. This is what this is about. I mean, these are the steps. Well, they couldn't destroy the economy one way, Virgil, but now with all these mandates, guess what? This is how they can actually destroy it, because people aren't going to want to go to work to be forced. And now they're trying to, just did it in order to where they're going to look into your bank account to see how much money you're spending or how much you got in your bank account. Did you read that one?
Any non-cash transaction will be tracked. Well, mm-hmm. you know, fuck, anything that I still pay cash for a lot of stuff. And I think Joe would say would raise eyebrows. These people, we know what.
That's why I don't have a bank account.
They're working this, you know. Mm-hmm. They're working this. These people are completely gone power hungry. We have mm-hmm. no help from the Republican Party whatsoever. The right, and I've said this a million times, the right wing and the left wing belong to the same bird. And, you know, the American people are finally going to have to stand up and do something about this. And it might only be 5 or 10% of it. But I'm telling you right now, people, the time is now. We don't, you know, I get so tired of some of these groups that, well, you know, okay, so you're going to sit there and wait for them to fucking get geared up, come rolling up on your fucking AO with MRAP and fucking Blackhawks and shit, and then y'all are going to fight, huh? Y'all ever heard of Wounded Knee?
Yeah.
You ever heard of Custer's Last Stand?
Yeah.
Little
Big
Horn.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep. That's what I mention every time one of them son of a bitches come up to me. You know, well, I got the vaccine and I'm okay and this, that, and the other and la, la, la. Okay. Yeah. Come up to me a year from now when your asshole turns inside out and starts talking to you. You want me to take that goddamn vaccine? Have every American Indian tribe in this nation go on national TV and tell me, yeah, it's okay. You can trust the federal government. Look what happened to us when we trusted them.
Well, technically, Virgil, we actually had one on our show a while back. Remember? We asked her. What did she say? What was it? What was those last words she said?
She said, fuck no, a full-blooded Apache Indian we had on here that's running for governor for the state of New Mexico. I asked her,
she did very well, by the way.
Government? She said, fuck no.
And you know what? She's doing really well in the post. She's actually in the lead right now. So, and I actually talked to her yesterday. And she basically told me to tell you guys, I know, but the fact is, she's even got the Republican Party fighting with each other. That's the funny part, you know. But the thing is, you know, everybody had time to prepare. We've been warning you all step by step how this is going down. This is September. We told you all September is all of these. That time, well, here, the bomb was dropped today. This is part of it. This ain't over yet.
Well,
it's going to get way worse. It's going to get
I tell you what, Russell. I tell you what, Russell. As much as I love Louisiana, and I would hate to leave, but it's looking more and more like South Dakota for me. I mean.
Or Florida. Yeah. You know, I'm just hearing people say,
nah, Florida's too wishy-washy.
Yeah. Unless you get down into South Florida with the Puerto Ricans, now them motherfuckers are going to fight you.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, but, yeah, I mean, it Texas has turned into a shithole. There's 47 different things Hot Wheels ought to be doing now, and he ain't doing a damn one of them.
Well, that's where I think I caught the COVID at, Russell. That's where
he's got everybody patting him on the back because he passed open carry in Texas 25 years late, but I guess he got it done. You know, and people, oh, I just haven't done this. Abbott is a China-owned piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Texas passed the open carry, but if you open carry in Texas, especially in Houston, and somebody sees it and calls the cops, you got 100 units that show up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
You know, and they're still fucking with you.
That's just here in New Mexico. You can open carry here in New Mexico. But they call the cops on your ass, you're going to jail.
Now that's one thing I can say about around where I live. We all open carry around here. We walk into stores, we buy beer, we do this. I got mine on my side. Charles Adam got his on his side. David Lesang, he carries that goddamn hand cannon, that fucking 44 Magnum Smith & Wesson on his side. I mean, hell, I got one friend of mine carries that goddamn, if he misses with six shots, Russell, he can take that sumbitch and throw it at you, and it'll go through a brick wall. He carries a fucking Black Panther dragoon with a conversion cylinder in it.
Damn.
Yeah.
But I tell you, man, I mean, we're past the cycle of crazy right now and what's going on, you know, and everything. But, damn. I'm still sitting back
college. College football is starting. Do you see the people packing them stadiums?
Yeah.
Do you see the people packing those stadiums with this college football?
And no mask.
Wow. Are they taking the COVID test? Are they taking vaccine? They're not wearing their mask, sitting there three quarters drunk and all of this. Why is that? Oh no, we're not going to sacrifice NCAA money this year. We took a big enough hit last year. You know?
Yep.
But you gotta understand the backstory on that. If NCAA don't fill stadiums, who's gonna pay those professors to indoctrinate all those young mouse skulls and mugs?
Oh no, Russell. You see, none of that money, very, very little percentage of the money collected from athletic games or T-shirts or sponsorship, very little of that goes to academics. Very little of that. It goes to stadium expansion. It goes to recruiting coaches. Some of these college coaches make more than coaches in the professional leagues. I mean, you have some of these coaches make $15, $20 million a year. Look at Nick Saban's salary. Look at Nick Saban's salary. Look at Coach Orgeron's salary. Does he look like he's starving?
Hey, Mom, John looks like he's losing a lot of weight. You see that? He must be starving there.
How much do you think Aflac is paying Nick Saban for them commercials?
Couple of million. $2 million.
You know what it cost?
Yeah.
You know what it cost during a college playoff game? Do you know how much it costs for a 30-second commercial? Do you know what they pay for a 30-second commercial?
About two, three grand, something like that, or probably a little more.
Oh no, you're way off. You well, they charge $1 million a second. So for 30 seconds worth of commercial, you pay $30 million. Coca-Cola, Toyota, AT&T, Sprint, Verizon, all of them.
Damn. That's a lot of money.
Serious money. Yep. Serious money. You're talking about some shekels, shylocks, some coin. Oh, yeah. They ain't going to fuck with that.
They're going to tax him to death on it, though, from what I was seeing.
Oh yeah. And Russell, since we're coming up on the, you know, the infrastructure thing and the Green Deal, watch the advertisements that's going to come on during college sports for Tesla. Watch it.
Oh, they're already doing that, brother. They're showing Tesla pickup trucks now. Where you can plug it in, charge. I've been seeing that for the last couple days on TV. They're not trucks, but I wouldn't own one.
And boy, the people in Louisiana gave Joe Biden a reception that he ain't gonna never forget.
I saw that too.
Well, he goes to New Orleans. He goes to New Orleans. New Orleans did not get that much damage during the storm.
Mm-hmm.
Port Fouchon, Grand Isle, home of Thibodeau, and Lafitte got the most damage. They got the biggest asshole tour of them, and he didn't even go down. He didn't even bother about that. No, he went to LaToya Cantrell and John Bell Edwards down in New Orleans.
Yeah, he said they don't recognize hurricanes, just only tornadoes. What I saw,
you know. But hey, guys,
well, let's see what he's going to do for New Jersey, and let's see what he's going to do for New Jersey and New York. They've got their ass tore up by them floods.
Right. So,
he's got a hell of a reception in New Jersey too.
Yeah, I saw that.
So,
if we're getting set up, man, I'm surprised. If this doesn't push everybody to the point, I'll be shocked. I'll be surprised. This should piss everybody off right now before they're like, okay, just take up arms.
This guy's insane. This guy is insane.
Mm-hmm.
He is out of control.
And like Carl Lee said, I was going to say this in the show earlier, is that they don't have enough manpower to carry all these mandates and everything out. How do you think this is going to end?
You see, this is the thing, people. This is the thing. They put this Frankenstein in office thinking that they could keep him under control. But now he's like Skynet. He's become self-aware. And he's realized, hey, I'm the president. I don't have to do what you fucking tell me to do.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's going out, and now he's running amok, and they don't know what the fuck to do about it.
Mm-hmm. You got to wonder what they're putting in his ice cream.
Well, it's like Robin Williams said. He's like that uncle you have that's real crazy, that's done got him some new medication and he ain't got it dialed in right.
Yeah.
I have to agree with you on that one. But hey, guys, it's getting as close to that time. You want to go for another 45 minutes or no?
No, I'm gonna get up. I'm gonna jump on my bush hog early in the morning, go cut grass. Try to get back to some normalcy around here. And I got a deal. I went to motor vehicles today. Guess what? Big sign on the door. Closed till further notice because of COVID. And I had an appointment to go. So now I've got to get up in the morning and call in early in the morning to try and get a hold of somebody. And I've got to try and do all my stuff online to get my hazmat and my CDL reinstated. So,
good luck with that one.
So, yeah, I know.
I tell you what,
we'll
see. Hopefully, we survive the weekend. That's all I can say. You know, just grab your ankles, bend over, because you all just got fucked.
All right.
What do you say, Russell?
well, we'll see what happens. It's going to get ugly quick. But I got a blast off, man. And I will talk at y'all Monday. Have a good weekend. I'll be working, and we'll catch y'all on the backside.
All right.
Anything
comes up, text me. Let me know. We'll see what happens. I mean, the only thing left is the nuke. I hate to see that happen, but, you know. But anyway, you know, 9/11 is coming up. I know we're on high alert, so people are asking me today, what do you think is going to happen on 9/11? Well, don't know. It could, you know, a lot of shit could happen, so. But they'll be surprised.
I think I'm going to pour some jet fuel on a building and watch it fall.
right. So, but anyway, guys, we'll go ahead and sign off. We'll come back on here on Monday night and everything. And again, we're we're glad we're back. I know, like I said last week, we're kick off and we're going to get down to six. Actually, I had a lot of stuff I was doing, but we're getting back on a regular routine and everything. So, you know, all I can tell you guys is just be ready, be alert, and, you know what's coming and everything.
Yeah.
So, shit's going to hit the fan here
all
pretty
right.
soon. All right, brother. We're going to sign off, and you all be careful out there and have a good week. And have a safe 9/11, and we'll see if we survive that weekend. So good night, brother.
Yeah.
We'll see you later.
Yeah, happy COVID, my sugar. Good night, Chesty, wherever you are.
Born to those who pledged their lives in sacred honor, was smiled upon by God and freed from chains and iron collar, he is held aloft on you.